Hey, good day, everybody. This is Dan Young with Total Wellness Radio. Thank you so much for making us a part of your day. In this episode, 292 on Total Wellness Radio, we catch up with Sabrina Dvorak. Sabrina has over 20 years' experience as a registered nurse, working in and around intensive care units, pre-surgery, and post-surgery departments. But later, she came to realize that there's more of a preventative role that she wants to take part in. She now uses functional medicine and evidence-based approaches to find out the root causes of symptoms rather than just masking symptoms. So, sit back and enjoy this episode, episode 292 of Total Wellness Radio, as we catch up with Sabrina Dvorak. Hey, good day, everybody. Thanks for tuning in to Total Wellness Radio. Today, I have one of my neighbors to the south, Sabrina Dvorak. She has an amazing 20-plus year history in natural health and wellness. And Sabrina, thank you for taking the time to be on the podcast. I appreciate it.
Hey, thanks for letting me be here.
Yeah, we're going to have a good conversation today. I'm really looking forward to it. I have been excited all week long to have you on. And so we're just going to dive right into this. For those of you who are familiar with the Total Wellness Radio podcast, its format, I try to introduce you to folks from all over the world who are involved in the natural health arena and find out their personal background, their story, their experience, why they're doing what they're doing. And so that leads us into our first question, obviously, which is every practitioner that I've ever talked to, whether they're a naturopath or an acupuncturist, massage therapist, whatever the modality is that really attracted them, they all have a certain part of their story that there's something that took place, maybe with themselves personally or a family member. There was a catalyst that placed them on a path in natural health. And I would like for you, Sabrina, to take as much time as you wish and kind of share with our listeners that story, that part of your story.
Well, actually, it was from my mom who had chronic illness related to a surgery that went bad. She had a malpractice case against a doctor who was intoxicated that did a TMJ revision surgery for her. And after the surgery, she just was really unwell. He cut all the nerves in her the bottom of her chin, so she has no feeling there. She came out of surgery with three double chins. Didn't look like my mom. You know, I was probably around 11 or 12 when that happened. And after the surgery, you know, I saw her go through, you know, just tons of pain and so many doctor's appointments. And, you know, I think after a while, doctors just didn't really know what to do. They just kept pushing her to another doctor. Oh, here's your pain doctor. Here's your, you know, we'll let you see this doctor because maybe it's in your head and like this pain isn't real for you anymore. Because they just didn't know what to do. So she just kept going back and forth to different doctors and was never listened to. And it was really just sad to see your mom be sick all the time. And to this day, she's, you know, still dealing with some chronic pain and issues, but I've been able to help her get a little bit better along the way. So that's one thing that kind of led me into, you know, medicine in general, was just like figuring out a way I could help my mom. Yeah. But then as a nurse, when after nursing school, I just kind of found that I wasn't really helping people in the way that I wanted to. Like, I wasn't making lasting change working in the ICU or pre-op or recovery room. So I went back to school to get my nurse practitioner master's license. And as I was working, I just kind of still felt like I wasn't doing anything good. Like, I still was just seeing patients every 8 minutes and giving them a prescription, and nobody was really improving. And then they'd ask about diet and nutrition, and I didn't really know, you know, I didn't associate diet and nutrition with health at that point. Wow. And so eventually guess who got sick? I did.
Yeah.
So I got sick, starting to have symptoms of low thyroid, and would go to the doctor and she just checked my TSH and total T4, and she'd be like, it looks like you're feeling fine. Your numbers are normal. And I was just like, well, I'm freezing all the time. I can't lose any weight. My hair's falling out. My skin is dry. But I guess I'm normal. Still eating garbage food, you know, like stressed out mom, working full time. And so eventually, a couple of years later, as my thyroid kept trending in the wrong direction, finally, I was hypothyroid. So my TSH did jump up to like over 8 point something. And I mean, I just felt like garbage. And so she finally was like, hey, guess what? Now we can start you on Synthroid. So I started on Synthroid. I remember running to the store. I was so excited to take it. I'm like, yes, this is the answer. I'm going to, as soon as I take this, I'm going to drop like 20 pounds. I'm going to feel good. 6 weeks later, I go back to the doctor and she's like, you know what, Sabrina, you're doing great. Your numbers are perfect. They're exactly where they're supposed to be. And I'm just staring at her and I'm like, I feel like crap. Yeah. I don't feel any different at all. Nothing. Nothing has changed. And so I came across a functional medicine practitioner and went in to see them, and they did a whole bunch of different labs. Turned out I had a gut infection that I didn't know about. I was trending towards type 2 diabetic, metabolic disease, you know, plus my thyroid being out of whack. And it just was incredible. After about a couple of months of eating right, learning how to eat right, learning the lab values were wrong, and I was hypothyroid a long time ago. I completely reversed my thyroid condition, and I just was like, I can't believe like my doctor let me go this long, you know, with this thyroid disease, which causes permanent organ damage, you know, to my thyroid by not having it treated. And so I was like, I can't do this to people. I have to learn how to do this. And so that's how I ended up going back to take all my classes with functional medicine and start, you know, helping people that way.
Yeah. Isn't it amazing when we discover that if we had a role in creating the problem, we can have an active role, take an active role in correcting it, right? When we learn better.
Right.
Yeah. When you learn a better approach, yeah. You know. Most people, and I'm interesting that you touch on this, most people, including our listeners, do not know that lab values are not standardized.
Right.
Okay.
That was a big, big shock to me.
Yeah. We've been telling people that for 20 years when they come in here suffering from numberosis. My numbers are off. My numbers are off. I'm like, just relax, okay? It's a snapshot picture of chemistry. The number one influence on chemistry is diet, lifestyle, stress, and movement. And we're going to look at those habits first. And and if it takes 3 months or 3 years to get your habits back, so be it. You're going to be glad you did.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. I mean, it was just such an eye opener for me how little, you know, conventional medicine knows about those simple things. And even if they did know at this point, they just don't have the time to go through that with patients because of their model that they're on and reimbursements from insurance. You know, they have to get people in and out the door. So it's not completely their fault.
No.
It's just really how messed up the medical system really is to make that, you know, make patients suffer in that way, I guess.
And here's the other thing too, that listeners, you know, are going to not for the most part be aware of, is that we don't have you as an RN professional in the past, working with medical doctors in a hospital or clinical setting, those aren't the parameters that drive the quality of care. What you just touched on is what drives quality of care, and that's insurance-driven quality of care. The insurance company dictates to the doctor, to the registered nurses, to the facility, what you can and can't do, who you can and can refer and not refer, what procedures you will and will not abide by, and what you can or not say to your clients. Because because your providership is on the line, and so you have to stay with it. So I can totally understand. I appreciate your honesty about, you know, with your experience, your mom's experience, becoming disillusioned with modern medicine's inability. I mean, we don't have a healthcare system. We have a insurance-driven disease management system. Let's call it Correct. What it is. And then we can move on forward, right? And feel good about what we're doing because now we're living in truth. We don't have a healthcare system.
Right.
And you going back to school and becoming a functional. So tell us about that journey. What part of this now? You're right. You've drank the Kool-Aid from us natural guys, right? So what do you find to be the most fulfilling or most rewarding part of this new direction in your career?
Well, I mean, there's just so many things that are rewarding. It's fun to me because it's like I'm a medical detective. So I'm looking for things that, you know, the doctors couldn't find because they just don't have the testing or because the testing isn't paid for by insurance sometimes. So I'm looking for those things that are causing the symptoms, you know, versus looking for the things, you know, just giving somebody a medication to cover up the symptoms. Because you know what I used to notice a lot is when I was working with other RNs, you know, say they had anxiety or depression, that kind of thing, you know, they would just take their pill. And I remember one of the nurses, she called it her fuck it all pill. She's like, I just take the pill and fuck it all pill. And I'm like, whoa, wow. And I'm like, well, you know, she had a lot of gut issues. And so I was just always like, I wonder if there's like a correlation between her gut being so bad and her anxiety and depression. And yet instead of like figuring out a solution to treat the gut, she's just covering it up with a medication. So then eventually what happens is you just end up getting worse because you've never really treated the problem and you end up on more medications because you never really fixed the problem. So yeah. I really love the fact that, you know, I can find things, get rid of viruses, bacteria, you know, support the immune system, change the diet to help support the, you know, like the thyroid, et cetera, to really make people feel better.
Yep.
And really get their life back, feel like themselves again. You know, it's amazing how exhausted I was until I found, you know, reversed my thyroid. And I was like, oh my God, I have so much energy. Yeah. This is amazing.
Yeah.
So I really love like being able to do that for people too.
Yeah. We have a funny little story we tell people around here. We say, you know, we came with two brains. The one between our ears is the one that makes decisions, but the one in our gut dictates the quality of our health and performance. The problem is they have a nasty neighbor that lives between them. It's called the mouth. And the one between the brain between your ears, unfortunately at times makes decisions that sacrifice what the gut needs for what the mouth wants. And so, yeah, we have a lot of fun around here. So
That's awesome.
Yeah. So now that you're on this amazing path, and I can tell by I wish people could see our interview because your eyes just light up when you talk about this. What do you find to be, now the flip side of the coin is, what do you find to be the most challenging aspect of this career?
Yeah. You know, in a way, you're breaking down walls and sometimes the most frustrating part is one, not getting the message out to enough people to let them know that you're there. And two, having them understand, like relearn a new way of healthcare and wellness versus just, you know, going to the doctor and taking the pill based on what they found or didn't find. I find, you know, there's some people that just, you know, boom, understand it. They've struggled enough with their health and seen enough people that they're just ready for a change. And, you know, it's having those people tell the other people, you know, kind of show by example, like, look, there's another way. Let me show you this way. Because once you learn this way, you don't go back the other way. I've tried it and it doesn't work. I had a gut problem that came out of the blue and I was like, oh my God, I need to go to the doctor because this is just something is wrong again. And they couldn't find anything, nothing. And I did every single test you could think of and I was suffering. And then I was like, you know, when I'm sitting here at the doctor's office, I'm like, wait, what am I doing here? Like, I know that they don't have the tools to help me. So I went back to my functional medicine doctor and found out I was suffering from mold toxicity. And within 6 weeks of taking a certain medicine, I had completely reversed all of my gut symptoms.
Yep.
You know, and I was just like, oh my gosh, like, this is just so, I wonder how many people that go to the GI office have mold illness or have some other underlying bacteria infection that hasn't been tested for, you know, and they're just told to, you know, try this diet and here's your pill. It just blows my mind.
The answer to your question, as you already know, is the majority.
Almost all of them.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
So thank you. I love your story. This is very, very just right up the alley of what we try to, you know, work with here on Total Wellness Radio. I'm so glad we're having this conversation. Let's focus on you a little bit. What are you doing now in terms of, you know, the functional, you know, you're a functional wellness practitioner, functional medicine doc, you know, or practitioner. You know, you've got this background in Reiki and massage and some of these other modalities that you've kind of teamed together. How do you... or what do you tend to focus on with clients, people that come to you, you know, for your assistance?
You know, at first I started off being pretty generalized and, you know, because when it comes to functional medicine, I just wanted to capture as many people as I could. And now I've started to focus more on moms because I am a mom. I actually... I'm a single mom. I've raised my twin boys. They're now 18. I've raised them on my own.
Wow.
And then I had a daughter about a year ago, and I'm raising her on my own as well. So I've basically like been as stressed out as you can imagine, you know, and have had to learn how to cope and manage in a really healthy, productive way.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like, you know, moms are sort of just kind of given this kid and then you're like, well, now what? And then you're not told about, you know, the hormone changes that you go through and the feelings that you're feeling, you're like, I shouldn't have this feeling. I should be really happy right now, but you're not because you're super exhausted,
yep.
You know, and just supporting moms at each stage of their life, the people that want to get pregnant, that, you know, are worried about detoxing and having a healthy baby or getting pregnant. And then the new moms that are trying to breastfeed or bottle feed. And God, so many things happen in that first year to the baby and to the mom. And then a school age mom where you're just like running around with your head cut off, trying to like take kids to practice and make sure you have snacks and make sure you have dinner done and then clean the house and then pay the bills. And then the menopause moms, you know, that are like, you know, finally these kids are older. I have time to myself, but I'm a raging lunatic with these hot flashes and like no sex drive, you know? And so here you are at your, you know, prime of your life and have the time and time, but no energy, you know? Yeah. So I really am trying to focus more on like helping the moms out,
mm-hmm.
and create an environment where they're heard, they're listened to. I understand every single feeling that anyone's ever had, but I've learned how to cope with it in a more positive way versus, you know, the negative things that we can sometimes choose to do instead to cope. So,
yeah. That's a great, area to focus on. You know, one of my mentors in Florida, he's retired now, but he used to say, we need to focus on moms, right? I think you're totally, totally on track. By focusing on moms is how you influence the next generation, right? Not just the moms that desperately need what you have to offer, but it's going to be moms in this country that take healthcare back. And really put it in the hands where it belongs. And that's exciting. That's exciting. We'll talk more about that. I'm interested in hearing some of your ideas and thoughts on that, because it is truly the most empowering market to work with is the moms.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. I mean, if I would have known like what I know now with the boys, you know, what things would I have done differently to cope? And, you know, maybe I would have been able to have my thyroid functioning at a better level because I saw a practitioner that knew what they were talking about and knew the test to order. And so it's just amazing. Like even being pregnant, you know, like knowing that some things carry over into the womb, and those things can affect the health of the baby and making sure, you know, if you've had a C-section that you're giving your child a probiotic because it didn't get the bacteria that was, you know, from the birth canal, like simple things like that, that just are never said to women that can make such a difference in the health of that child, you know? So it's amazing.
It is so huge. How do you deliver your, you know, your services, your education, your experience? How do you deliver that to clients? I'm curious.
Well, as far as my platform goes, it's all telemedicine, actually. Okay. So I can see patients from anywhere. You know, I have my license in Colorado, Nebraska, and Iowa, but there's other states with, you know, COVID that have made it really simple to see patients across state lines. So I can see patients from anywhere. And, you know, I have nutritionists that I work with. I have health coaches that work with me. You know, so we make it a team approach as much as possible. We have package deals for those people that you might need a little bit more work or just kind of want to be treated like a queen, you know, and then we have other ones where you can just, you know, pay as you go sort of thing. So, you know, hour appointments, half hour appointments, lab reviews, all the lab kits are shipped directly to the patient's house. I use LabCorp, you know, for blood work that, you know, is available everywhere. So it's really, really simple because as a mom, you don't have a whole lot of time, especially if you're working. You know, if you could just pop on the computer while, you know, you have your lunch break, we can have a quick consult. You know, supplements come straight to your door. Prescriptions go straight to your pharmacy. It's about as easy as it can be. And I made it that way because I needed easy too, you know? So it works for me and works for them really well.
That's awesome. I know your experience with your mom was a very, it was a turning point for you, your own health, obviously, and those experiences. Is there anyone else that you would love to maybe, you know, show some credit to or show some love as far as influencing you on this path?
I was thinking about that. And, you know, there's just been so many people along the way that has made it felt like this is the path I'm supposed to be on. And honestly, a lot of that was a lot of doors closing, you know, coming up against people that, you know, would say I'm a weird because of the things that I'm thinking, or my grandma who used to give us supplements when we were kids, like vitamin C and B vitamins and B pollen and, you know, and she was kind of ahead of her time and just learning things in massage therapy school and how to connect to the body and especially with Reiki, with energy work and just like being more present and knowing that like it's a mind, body and soul connection. It's not one or the other. It's all of them combined. And I think, you know, I've had friends that are just like, hey, you should look up functional medicine. And those people probably just kind of helped like point me more in the right direction after some of the other doors have closed. You know, I used to apply for all these jobs, like, and I kept getting denied. And it was just, when I look back, I'm like, thank God, thank God those doors closed. 'Cause I would have hated that, you know, and it wasn't for me. And I'm not meant to be one of those practitioners that just goes to work and doesn't really think about things. Like I am innovative and I want to help people and we're constantly learning and joining organizations to help further my knowledge. And same with our health coaches and nutritionists. We're constantly reading research articles. And I think, you know, it's just been that combination that has taken me finally to this path that I love it so much.
Yeah, I can tell. It's just so, I've been doing this 20 years in Cheyenne and it's never old. There's never, and anytime a brand new person comes through, you know, the office here in our practice, I'm just like a kid in a candy store. 'Cause I know it's called structured flexibility, right? You have a structure that you've set up, your parameters, your terms, your business.
Right.
It. We all have to go through that, but it's like, it's brand new, like it's new for the person. So it's exciting to me, and I don't know what I'm going to find. I mean, it could be liver, it could be diet, it could be leaky gut. I don't know what's going to happen, you know? And so it's always this amazing journey, and they meet me, and they're like, you're really excited about this. I was like, yeah, because I know what's going to happen for you if and when, more importantly, when you embrace these new habits. I know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
We see it all the time, so.
Yeah, when patients make health their number one priority, it's amazing the changes that can happen. I mean, it's amazing.
Can you actually, I was just going to ask that too, we're leading into that kind of, can you share, you know, anonymously in a general way, some of the amazing client wins that you've witnessed with folks that are working with you?
Oh yeah. So, I mean, I have a lot, so I'll try to keep it relatively simple. One of my favorite ones, because it was just so easy. Like, she had been suffering with gut health, brain fog, you know, inability to lose weight. And so, you know, amazing, you know, you just start thinking, oh, thyroid. Mm-hmm. So you checked her thyroid and it actually wasn't too abnormal. Mm-hmm. And so I put her on like a 3-week detox, you know, kind of help out, open up the pathways, get some garbage out of there, changed her diet. And within like those 3 weeks, everything was fine. Everything was back to normal. And I'm like, oh my God, it was just that simple.
Did you ever think as an RN that you would describe the experience you had with a client as, let's just get the garbage out?
No. Well, I mean, we did that in other ways in the ICU, but you know, not unpleasant ones.
Yeah, the terminology's changed, hasn't it?
It really has, you know. So that's one like really awesome case that I loved, because it was just it was just like so transformational just to do those two things, you know, and to completely change her life after she'd been suffering for years with stuff. So that's one thing, you know. And then I also have those, you know, really complicated ones that have been in mold, surrounded by mold, and have, you know, brain fog and mm-hmm. Crohn's or colitis or, you know, autoimmune diseases. Another one of my favorites is a lady that came to see me, and she would listen to everything I said with it, you know, just everything, and she did everything. And those people are just amazing people, because it takes so much dedication to do everything that we ask sometimes. And she did everything. And her family, her sister had MS, her brother had MS, and then she had another sister that had breast cancer and another one that had Lyme. So there was a lot going on autoimmune wise. And so our goal was to prevent her from taking that same trip down that direction. And, you know, by doing simple things like elevating her vitamin D, you know, having her detox pathways, you know, making sure those are open, watching her diet, like, she's still, you know, I would say cancer-free or autoimmune-free to this day, you know, because she's aware of the triggers, those environmental triggers and those immune triggers that, you know, flip that switch, and then all of a sudden you have those same diseases. So I really love people that know that they have a history mm-hmm. of something in their family and don't want it.
Yeah.
Like, those are my favorite, because I'm like, yes, let's go after this. Like, we're going to make you feel good. You know, we're going to protect your body as much as we can.
Yeah. You know, at this point in the interview, we've covered so much stuff, so much good stuff. Promise me right now, we will do this again in the future at some point. Because I know we got so much more we could cover, but I got to, you know, a couple other questions here I want to make sure that we capture for the episode. What are some of your other directions or goals in the future? Maybe a book in the future or some seminars? I mean, where are we going with this?
You know, I'm just open to the possibilities. I'm trying to, I'm still going with the flow. I'm trusting, you know, like, that I'm on the right course. And, you know, I really like the focus on moms. I feel like that's just, you know, something that empowers me. And I just want to keep focusing and building, you know, more mom connections, more mom support, keep changing the face of healthcare as much as I can, one patient at a time. So, you know, I'm just kind of open to, like, wherever, you know, this leads me in whatever direction. But as long as, you know, if anything, I keep helping myself, you know, because certain things come up with me and I just learn, you know, different things of ways to help other people by the things that I go through. And so, I think it's just an awesome path to be on.
Yeah. I'm so glad we're kindred spirits together. As Becca likes to say, working arm in arm. You know,
yes.
To change all this.
Exactly.
I got a couple last minute questions. First off, if there's one thing, if there's like one pearl that you'd love to share of encouragement or something you heard or you know that's profoundly true that you'd like to share with the listeners, what would that one pearl be?
Trust your gut instinct. If you think there's something else that's wrong, there probably is. And you need to find the person that's going to listen to you to help you get through it.
So true. What's the best way for our listeners to get in touch with you, Sabrina?
So this is super easy. All you need to do is go to my website. It's evolutionhealthconsulting.com. On there, you can book yourself a free 15-minute consult where we can talk about, you know, what your concerns are, see if you're a good fit for the practice. You know, there's no medical advice given during that call, but I listen to you. I'll tell you what I think we should do and then get you signed up and going. But evolutionhealthconsulting.com is the easiest way just because I work around my daughter's schedule and my son's being at home. So I don't usually use my phone very much, but I have all my availability on my computer. So
that's awesome. Thank you so much for taking the time to do this. Let's do it again soon.
Yeah, let's do it again soon. I have so much more to talk about.
Okay, great. Well, we'll make it a series. How's that?
Oh, that sounds fun.
Okay, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning into this episode of Total Wellness Radio for Sabrina Dvorak out of Englewood, Colorado. This is Dan Young here in Cheyenne, Wyoming, signing off. And look forward to catching you in another episode. Thank you again for tuning in to another episode of Total Wellness Radio. We appreciate you taking time out of your schedule to tune in to all of our interviews and the life-changing natural approaches you can take with your health. For those of you who haven't had a chance yet, please do subscribe. And when you get a chance, also leave a review on this podcast or other episodes that you've enjoyed from Total Wellness Radio.